Recent agitations in the Volta region over unfulfilled electoral promises tend to send negative signals about the support base of the ruling party. But the national youth organizer of the NDC, Ludwig Lodge, says the youth of the Volta region have pledged unflinching support for the Mills-led government because of the numerous development projects the government has provided the region in 3 years. Mr. Lodge said after touring the Volta region, he had no doubt the government is not doing badly in the region.
It's very important for us to know that the people of Volta region are enjoying part of the better Ghana. One of the most important things that I'm sure that NDP is trying to spread around is that nothing is happening in the Volta region. You heard Nana Akufo-Addo also touring the region and saying that the people of Volta region vote one way. The people of Volta region don't know what is good for them, so they have their way of voting. And so I went around the region to interact with the youth groups, opinion leaders. I had town hall meetings. And it's clear that upon communication with the people, they have seen that something is really going on in the region. Every district that I visited, I see the development projects going on in the communities, the school buildings that are coming up, some places, the clinics, the electricity that has been extended to communities, the school feeding program that is going to the villages, the road network that is taking place and everything. And when you communicate this to the people, you see that clearly they are happy with a lot of things that are going on. The issue is how to meet the people, how to communicate this development project to the people. And it's clear that they are happy with it. When I got to Ru, people thought nothing was going on about the investing project. When we showed them pictures, when we start talking about it, asking people to go and look at it, they said, people are not showing us this on television. We can't see. Move through Hokwe to the north. You see that the Eastern Corridor Road, they started work from Asikuma area. Then when you go to the Dipetesu, Atankwanta, all the equipment and everything have been put on site. So clearly, the people of Volta region understand that a lot of things that are being said are propaganda, and real development is coming to the region. It's a process. It doesn't take a day. It takes time. When you're coming to construct a road, you need to be a lot of visibility, and it's acquire the money and start a project. Investing project is not like a GSS. It takes time to build. You need to plan. You need to get faculty members. You need to put a council together, management together. And when these things are explained to the people, they realize that, hey, we forgot that the man is only in power for 3 years. People were there for 8 years and we got nothing. In 3 years, we are getting an industry. Our nurses are being put together. Our schools are being improved. Our electricity is coming. And at the end of it, it was clear that the people are clearly with the NDC. And just that they want things done a bit faster than it is now. But I can assure you that the people of Volta region, after my talk, it's clear in my mind that they will not disappoint the party.
You have noted it, that they want things done a bit faster. How about job creation? Did you notice that they have jobs that they are doing about agriculture? You started something in the region some time ago. How is it faring?
A lot of young people want to go into agriculture, and it's clear that those of them want some input given them in terms of taxes and others. And some of them who have it are improving in the agriculture. And I've given them the assurance that government is expecting some few taxes and some few equipment, and that will support and boost those in the agriculture sector. Some of them want to expand their cocoa farm, some want to go into cocoa farm, some want to go into grain production. We've had a lot of discussion on that, and if people are beginning to see agriculture not for the underprivileged, but even the more educated want to go into commercial farming, because that's the way forward.
Mr. Hnoje catalogued some infrastructural projects, including the construction of the Eastern Corridor Road, which he believes will create jobs for the youth.
The other aspect of jobs, when the road network starts, engineers will be required, drivers, mechanics, artisans of all sectors will be required on the road network. And if you look at the Dipetesu area, they begin recruiting people and they are working. The Nkwanta area, the same thing. I was shocked to see a bypass around Akashi going towards Aplau. So a lot of work is going on. It's just that as government thought that our responsibility is to develop the country. It's not for us to be on radio telling everybody in the village that we brought this to you, we brought this to you. But I think that we need to communicate to the people what is going on. And I think that is one area that we have to work on quickly. Let the people know what is happening in the region. Let them know the number of boreholes, the number of water that has come to them, the electricity that has gone to the villages, the roads that have been constructed. almost every single village or community in the Volta region have either a new school, teachers bungalow, or something is going on there. So I think that is development to the people. When all these things are done and the road network is good and the farmer can comfortably move his product from the village and bring it to the city center and sell at a higher price rather than someone coming there to buy it at a cheaper price, then you see that our living condition is better. And that is what the farmers are happy about, that the route from their village to the city center is good. At least their children can now go to school in a classroom, not under a tree, in a kitchen or on a kitchen stool. Now their children can have exercise books and school uniform. At least they'll get a comfortable meal. And I think that the people are happy. All that they need, every community all over the country wants more than what they have. And I think the government is doing all it can to make sure that they get their share of development. Job opportunities are being created, and so more will be created for the young people.
National Youth Organizer of the NDC, Ludwig Lodge, talking to George Angra.